Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two
in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Usha called Robin to meet, but she told him she was recovering from illness. Dion and Robin teased Christopher about the gentleman with whom he was getting into a relationship, warning him to use protection. A depressed Robin called Shelley and expressed her anger about Matthew's betrayal of trust. Shelley assured her of the support of her friends. Right now, Kavita is at Kemal's door.
Kemal?
Kavita?
May I come in?
Sure, why not?
Yuck! The mess in here just keeps growing!
What do you want?
Thought we could talk. Do that sibling twin check-in thing we do every now and then.
Right.
What are you up to?
Drowning in my sorrows as usual.
Gosh, you're so depressed.
Yippee!
It's not funny, Kemal.
Today, I don't feel like hearing, you need to go back to therapy or you need to stop taking drugs. Save it.
Okay. But something is bothering me that I want to talk to you about.
Okay, sit anywhere.
Thanks. It's about...
What?
Do you still think a lot about Uncle Roy? Do you?
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. That's just... Think about it. It's like it just happens.
I know what you mean.
And I never stop having those nightmares.
I mean, I don't really have nightmares, but I do have panic attacks.
Yeah.
And sometimes the smallest things can trigger it. Like I can see a man wearing a shirt like Uncle Roy's or smell his cologne and I get scared. And I've got to stop and make sure I breathe.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that.
You think this will ever go away?
Well, it's been a while and it hasn't really got better.
It used to be worse for me. Therapy is really helping.
Here we go.
Kemal, You know I worry about you. It makes no sense that we have access to help and don't use it.
I'm not ready to tell a stranger everything that is going on in my mind.
So who would you rather talk to? You and I talk every now and then, but I'm not trained to get you through this, especially when I'm trying to overcome it myself.
I'm not asking you to help me get through anything, Kavita.
But you need someone to talk to. A counselor, a sponsor, a mentor, somebody. There is even this online tool called PHQ9, where you can check to see the level of depression you might have and what intervention you might need.
Which part of I'm not ready you don't understand, Kavita? Why we got to keep going over the same thing over and over again?
Y'all tie you up good. He ain't got one escape through here today. Let me introduce myself, Ralph. I am Danny, Skeeter's brother and Maria's uncle, and I am your worst nightmare.
Look in my face and look good. I am Maria's father, Jacob, the child you raped and impregnated. Ow! Y'all gonna just let this man slap me?
All right. Y'all can't beat up on the man like this. It's a right way of doing things.
Listen, sir. We happy y'all help we catch this man. But y'all should let me and Jacob get 10 minutes to deal with him himself.
I don't know what these people talking about. I am innocent.
If you innocent, then how my daughter get pregnant? He must think that because she named Maria is another immaculate conception. Look, y'all move, let me and Jacob deal with this man, yeah?
No, we can't let y'all beat him and get yourself in trouble. The proper way is to take this man to the village council. Let him answer their questions, and then they can hand him over to the relevant authorities.
We will do all the, but we deserve at least 10 minutes with him alone.
All right, everybody, calm down.
So tell me something. I ain't get no say in defending myself.
Well, you could say, Ralph, you molested and raped my niece, and the baby she has is the evidence.
And that child will never know that a monster like you is her father.
Maria had a boyfriend. She's lying to y'all.
Boyfriend? Since you know so much about this boyfriend, tell me we name.
If everybody just calm down, I gonna explain what really happened with Maria.
All right, everybody, calm down. Let me hear what you got for say.
But it seems like you're getting deeper and deeper into using drugs. And I don't want it to get to the point where you can't get out of it.
It's the only thing helping me.
Doesn't have to be, Kimal. And tomorrow your problems are still there.
Most days I don't want to feel anything. And drugs are helping me to do that.
But do you ever think about the risk? Becoming permanently addicted or getting addicted?
I am not going to become addicted. And I'll stop when I'm ready. And I'm not at no risk for no disease, as I told you before. I'm not sharing needles with anyone to end up with HIV or hepatitis B.
Yeah, but...
I know what I'm doing, Kavita.
I'm sure many people who are addicted to drugs had the same attitude when they started.
Right.
Look, I think you need to find something else. Another coping mechanism. I mean, you're not interested in anyone.
Like who?
A girl. Or a guy, if that's what you're into. You've never been in a relationship.
Kavita, just because you're promiscuous at such a young age, it doesn't mean that that's normal.
Ouch! I'm not.
We're not even 18 yet. I have all my life to date.
Yeah, but... I mean... Gosh. Most guys our age want a girlfriend.
I'm not fit to be in a relationship with anyone right now.
Why?
Mentally, I'm not prepared. And with the baggage I come with, which person our age wants to deal with that?
Right.
Don't worry so much about me.
But don't you get feelings?
Feelings?
Yeah, like, you don't get, you know, urges?
Yeah, Kavita, I do have sexual urges. But I have my way of coping.
You know what? Never mind.
By not being sexually active, I'm saving myself from a lot of headaches. Look what happened with you and Jonathan the other day.
Don't remind me.
I can mark myself safe from sexually transmitted infections.
Yeah, but you're still shooting up drugs, which is risky because of HIV and hepatitis B.
But I'm doing it alone.
Whether you're doing it alone or with someone else, Kimal, it is dangerous. What if you overdose, eh? You know what that will do to our parents? It will break their hearts. You know Daddy still has his health issues, and what you're doing could affect him. And suppose you overdose, what are you going to do?
Look,
You're not thinking about your family. You're selfish.
You're not the one to preach to me, Kavita. Because your life is not all sunshine and roses either.
Look, I put myself at risk with Jonathan, and yes, I got an STI. But guess what? I have learned my lesson, and I can promise you it won't happen again.
Wow, good for you.
If you are in a relationship, there are several ways to protect yourself from diseases. There are condoms, there's PrEP, which is effective in preventing HIV. You and your partner can get tested. There are more ways to protect yourself from STIs than protecting yourself from becoming a drug addict.
And still, it's my choice.
So, I guess it's your choice to be celibate too.
And that's a bad thing? Why?
I'm not saying being celibate is a bad thing. I just want you to do something else besides drugs.
Sis, I understand you mean well, but I'm begging you, don't worry about me. I will be fine. I've got this under control.
All right, Ralph, we listening.
Oh, okay. About a year ago, I came home early from the farm and caught me in the house with a young man.
Lies! And y'all don't want we beat this man with his lying tongue?
Let him finish his explanation.
I don't care about his explanation. It's lies. The baby got the whole face.
Let me give you 2 minutes. Even a murderer does half time in the court to defend themselves.
This is nonsense. A child rapist shouldn't have a voice.
Ralph, continue.
Yes. So, I catch her with the bike. And she begged me not to tell Skeeter.
I know my niece. And she would never do that. She would never do that.
I know my daughter too. This man telling lies.
Let him finish explaining. So, what you did, Ralph?
I tell her that we gonna got to tell Skeeter, right? But she begged me. She was in tears. And by the time I looked, the young man run and gone.
You can identify this young man if you see him.
I don't understand why we giving this man so much time to talk lies.
Ralph, you got 1 minute to finish explaining yourself. Describe the young man.
I didn't really get a good look at him. He ran to the house quick, and with all the crying and begging Maria was doing, I was focusing on her.
So what you do next?
I tell Maria she can't be doing that, and she promised that she and the young man was done.
Who?
Look, who believe in anything this jackass saying, eh? You coward! You don't even have the belly to admit what you did.
We asserted that you go to prison.
Yes, if he is guilty, he will go to prison.
If he's guilty? Like you're a rapist empathizer, bro.
Come on, I'm just trying to keep the peace. They always say story got 3 sides.
Why you don't shut up, eh? I know my niece. There is only one side to this story, and that is the fact that this man molested and raped my niece.
And I know my dad is not lying.
If he was innocent, why he run away, eh? Why he run away when the story come out? Why he was hiding and had we spent all this time looking for you, eh? Why?
Well, that's a good point, Ralph. Why you run away?
I know. Who would listen to me before they hear the full story?
Right.
Look, enough of this nonsense. You're going to pay for what you did to my niece.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you know that 25% of adults with epilepsy experience social stigma? Epilepsy is not contagious and cannot be spread from person to person like an infection. It is treatable. Up to 70% of people with epilepsy can become free from seizures with the appropriate diagnosis and use of available, cost-effective anti-seizure medicines. With the right treatment and support, people with epilepsy can go to school, work, and pursue hobbies. End the stigma and discrimination against people with epilepsy.